Okay, so let's see if I can do this. Part three, life is simple. This will be the last one because you want to leave it simple. You know, three parts is simple. Walk around the block while I'm doing this. What I'm doing is I'm creating a new pattern. Life is really simple. You know, people get in a rut, you know. They get in these ruts, right? You want to break a rut. Well, it's easy. Just create a new pattern. Ephesians 4, put off the old man, put on the new. Create a new pattern. You have the power within you. Most of my videos are talking to saved people. And what I want to say to the saved people, you're seated in heavenlies, in the heavenlies, in Christ. You're already whole. You're already whole. You have wholeness in Jesus. You're complete in Him by faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So you're whole. So why do you not feel whole in the 3D? Well, sanctification is a process, but there's old patterns that you, ways of thinking. Why is that bird bothering me? There's old ways of thinking. From your childhood. I actually believe that bird is following. No, I can see him. He's just sitting up on that highest branch of that tree. On the highest branch. And his sound is echoing. He's looking for something, calling for somebody. He's missing somebody. He misses his other half. Oh, Lord. Anyway, he's on the highest branch. You can see him from a mile away. Okay, so I talked to a neighbor who was doing some work. But anyway, forgot what I was talking about. Oh. Life is simple. And if you break it down into it's just like I was just talking to this neighbor, you know. He's working on his house and I'm working on two houses. And you start to do little things at a time, and something clicks in your mind and you say, okay, I gotta do this, but I can't do it all at once. I do it in piecemeal, you know? And so now I remember what I was talking about. So if it's a saved person who says, well, I know I'm whole in Christ, but I don't feel whole. Well, you do a little bit each time. You do a little bit each time. I went to the extreme listening to 40,000 sermons. I mean, you've got to go back to your culture lies, your bloodline lies, your childhood. Now listen to that. I got another animal making loud noises to stop me from doing this. I mean, I'm being, for some reason, I'm being hindered at getting this message out. Third message. So when you're a child and you're raised up in a bloodline of false doctrine, or half-truths, or you're basing your life on emotion instead of on truth, it's hard to shift your thinking, right? And so, you've got to do the work. You've got to renew the mind, but you got to do a little bit each time. You're already in Christ. It's already finished. You live in the now, because even if you died right now, you know where you're going. So it's okay. It's a process. I'm the kind of person, always wanted to do something, get it done, and move on to the next thing. And I do Uber, so a lot of these students, they'll talk, and I'll say, you know what my advice is? Because I went to college, and I tried to get out and get a job. I said, you need to just enjoy it. One lady I told that to, she said, I needed to hear that today. I said, don't try to get out of Don't try to get out in 3.5 years or kill yourself to get out. Just enjoy the process while you're there, because I didn't enjoy it. I was the first person to go to college in my family, and I didn't enjoy the process. I did get my degree. A family member says, "You didn't get a degree?" And I guess I thought, why would she be trying to gaslight me that I didn't get a degree? I thought, that's crazy. That's mental abuse. And I'm thinking, over time, I'm thinking, well, maybe the reason she didn't think I had a degree is because I graduated. I had to go to summer school to finish it. I didn't go through there wasn't a walk, you know. Everybody walks to get their diploma in May or whatever. And I had to go to summer school to get out, and it's August or something. And over time, believe it or not, I thought, well, maybe I didn't get a degree. So I had ordered a transcript because I didn't get a diploma or degree thing. So that transcript tells you degree, Bachelor of Arts in Math. And so, but I had ordered the transcript just to hold it, and it was in a shed for like 15 years. And last year I started doing a shift, cleaning out the shed, cleaning out stuff, eating right, doing a lot of stuff, getting rid of junk. I got rid of loads of trash that was just sitting there for years and I didn't need anymore. I mean, I actually cleaned out two sheds. It took me 4 hours on each one. And I had to take everything to dump. But so I found that transcript, and sure enough, it's right there on the top. BA in math. I thought, maybe I was delusional, you know. That's the sad part about a gaslighter, trying somebody to gaslight your reality. It makes you question. But I just happened to run across that. It was in this box of paperwork, and I happened to run across it. And I said, let me put this on the wall, because I ain't never going to let anybody put a doubt in my mind about this degree that I worked so hard for. I mean, I worked hard. I worked full time. I mean, not full time, but I worked all the time that I was in college, part-time. I always had a job. And that's why it took me a little bit longer, because I was working the whole time. Anyway, back to the message. Life is simple. Faith alone and Jesus alone. You're already seated in the heavenlies. You're already whole. There's things you've got to put off down here through the sanctification process. The things that you have to put off, it's a process. Don't beat yourself up. Don't put yourself back under legalism, because that's the game of the system, wanting to keep you under legalism. And that legalism keeps you in a stunted growth situation, because you can't grow under law. You can't grow under law. You have to grow in the Spirit. And the Spirit is what sets you free. The letter killeth, and the Spirit gives life. And so if you try to grow under law and legalism, or go to a church that's legalistic, or I'm kind of on a main road here, so I hope you can hear me. You go to a church that's legalistic, or traditionalist or emotionalist. You go to a situation, go into a situation, you're brainwashed by the same old, you'll never grow. You have to renew your mind, and you have to be around people who have a renewed mind. This junk about being righteous by rules is stupid. The secret to a simple life for the saved people is know that it's Christ in you that's the righteousness. And what you want to do is move towards wholeness, move towards healthiness, move towards completeness. And you don't need rules. Just do what's healthy. You know, you don't want to cheat on your spouse. You know, you don't need anybody else to be happy or any kind of substance to be happy. You don't need drugs and drinking and to be happy. You should be high on life. You should be high on life. If you can become high on life, in Christ, set some goals, do stuff that's healthy, beneficial, hobbies, cut out the negative, cut out the negative people. Cut out the lies, cut out the gaslighting, cut out the fake reality. See, if you're around people that don't really speak truth and they don't think like Jesus, don't think like God, don't think like the Bible, they're gonna believe lies and they're gonna try to promote lies and tell you lies. And what do lies do? Bring slavery in. That slavery will mess with you because you're free. You're free in Jesus. And if you try to go back to slavery, it will mess with you. I know this sounds kind of scattered in a way, but it's not. What I'm trying to tell you is, you're free in Christ, and you're moving, or you're approaching that freedom in the natural experience, just like you already are in the spirit realm. Your identity is total freedom. But because you're surrounded by people who are slaves, and you're in a system that's made up by the slave mindset. The whole system's a slave mindset. And so because you're surrounded by people who made systems of slavery, but you're free in Jesus, you're walking in two worlds that are opposed to each other. And so this opposition messes with your mind because you're thinking, well, I'm free. Why are you trying to put me back under bondage? I'm free. Why are you Baptists trying to put me back under rules and legalism? I'm free. Why are you Methodists trying to put me back under tradition when it's not about tradition? It's about who you are. I'm in shock at all the distractions that are hitting me on this little journey around the block. From birds to roosters to the mailman to some car, some traffic. It's blowing my mind. It's messing up my train of thought too. But anyway, you're in a world of legalism, you're in a world of death, and you're seated in Jesus, totally free. You're seated in the heavenlies, totally free. And the system is not free, so you're living in two worlds. In spirit, you're free. In the natural, you're surrounded by people who are in bondage and slavery. And so how do you function in a situation like that? The only way to function is live in the now and live in the spirit walk, not by rules, not by the energy of the flesh, but each moment by faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. I want you to really grasp what I'm trying to tell you. Because you were brainwashed from the child in works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings, your mind is still under a works-based system. You got to be good enough. You got to reach some kind of goal. You got to impress somebody. Your mind has to shift that you're already there. You're already there in Christ. You're just an ambassador down here sharing the freedom. The freedom that you already have. But if you tie in down here to any person or any system too much, you forget who you are and what you have and where you're at. And you fall back into some kind of stupid bondage or stupid fake reality that they try to put on you. They try to make you question your sanity. What do you mean you have faith in Jesus? Are you a religious nut? What do you mean you're already seated in the heavenlies? Are you a religious nut? See, they think religion. We don't think religion. We think born again. And so life is simple. Walking in the Spirit is not by works. Faith alone in Jesus alone. Walking in the Spirit by faith. Renewing the mind. Doing what's healthy. It's not putting yourself under condemnation, guilt, shame, condemnation, or living in the past. You do what's healthy. And if you do what's healthy, what does that mean? The word healthy means whole. The word whole means holy. And so you don't have to worry about keeping a rule. You're already whole. Revelation 4, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. It's either chapters 4, 5, or 6, somewhere in there. And so that wholeness is not based on rules. It's based on a transformation in the inner man, the inside. Renewing your mind. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the outside experience should just be reflections or object lessons to push your inner man higher. And as that inner man is pushed higher and higher and higher, and you break the spell, now there's a tractor coming up. A big truck. Sound like a tractor. As you digest it more and more that you already have everything you need, and people around you are still trying to put your identity back on something down here, that you need this or you need this. This is what advertisements are about, right? They're always trying to say you need this shampoo or you need this clothing or whatever. You need this in your life, you need this soulmate, or you need this experience, or you need this. You don't really need anything. You got everything you need in Jesus. What did Jesus say? If you got food and clothing, be content. I need to think, what is he talking about? Well, if you study bushcraft enough, You can make a shelter. You can make a teepee out in the woods really for free. Make you some fire. Long story short, life is simple. It's a spirit walk. It's not rule-based living. If you try to keep rules, somebody's always going to come up with a new rule. Now there's a siren. I've had tractors, birds, fire trucks. Somebody needs to hear this. Let me summarize it. Know your identity in Christ. And know while you're walking down here, they're trying to put your identity on something down here. They don't know you. The only people that know you who have are the people who have their identity in Jesus and Jesus alone. And God will destroy and tear apart everything in this reality and rip it from you because He's trying to get you to get your identity in Him alone and not any play anything down here, because this system is temporary. It's a simulation. And when you get your identity in Christ, you're saved by faith, you walk by faith, you know that these rules and these levels and these ranks and these grades and ratings and all these things that the system's trying to put on you is try to pull you out of your identity, pull you out of faith, back into works. And all the fear darts and, oh no, it's the end of the world. Don't worry about that. Oh no, the stock market's going to crash. Don't even worry about that. It's all a game, people. And the game is to steal your identity, to steal your freedom, to put you back under slavery. You do what you're supposed to do. What is it? Walk by faith. Desire the truth and walk in truth. And walk in agape. Stand in agape. Set the boundaries. Set the boundaries. Because you know every person has a tendency to go back into the legalism or the flesh. Keep them, hold them accountable. I don't care if it's saved or unsaved. Even the saved go back into the flesh and they get offended over something stupid because they don't really stay in their position in Christ. You really can't be offended by anybody. Offenses will come, but you don't have to be offended because if you know who you are in Christ, it doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't matter what lies they make up. It doesn't matter what happens. God is in control. He has a destiny for you. And if you just step into it moment by moment, it's going to appear in the hologram. It's a hologram. And you know it's a simulation because it's all going to burn up. Anything that's burnt, anything that can burn up is temporary. What's real is your soul, your will, your emotions, your heart, your mind. And so when you get your new body, God has to renovate the earth to give you a reflection of who you are. The earth body, the earth ship, they're just reflecting what you are in the natural. But when you shift to your spirit body, God's going to give a new heaven, new earth, a spiritual earth. This earth will pass away and be burned up. The wood, hay, and stubble has to burn up. That's why the people, the fallen angels are burning in hell forever, a third of the angels. God did not make hell for the human. He made it for the devil and his angels, but the devil and his angels want to pull people down with him. You can love your enemy because they don't even know what they're doing. You can love anybody, but you still have to set those boundaries because it tells you in Galatians, you to their spiritual restore such a one with the spirit of meekness lest you fall in the same condemnation. You will be pulled down if you let them, if you don't set the boundaries. And you won't stay down. Righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. You won't stay down, but that's a lot of wasted time and wasted energy and just a waste, you know. So the gist of the matter is this. Life is simple. Do what's healthy. Make every choice a healthy decision. Make every conversation healthy. Make every relationship healthy. Make everything you eat healthy. Make everything you drink healthy. Eye gate healthy. Ear gate healthy. Out of your mouth speak health. Speak life. Life and death in the power of the tongue, right? Don't believe lies. Renew your mind. Believe the truth. But if you make a decision that everything that you do is healthy, the unhealthy people just walk away. They get, why would, and you're not being judgmental. You're not condemning anybody. Why would they just walk away? Because they know they're not going to do healthy. They love death. They're in the death cult. They love the darkness. They love death. If every choice, every conversation, every thought is healthy, every meditation is healthy, it's going to cause a line of demarcation. And the unhealthy people, they will not want to be around you. Now, they're going to try to pull you into their pig pen. Don't matter how pretty they are, you don't have to go that route. It doesn't matter what kind of crazy doctrine somebody comes up on YouTube with, some weird doctrine, how nice it sounds. Oh, you can name it, claim it, and you can enter into heaven on earth. Well, this earth realm is not heaven, and there's going to be sacrifice down here. Yeah, you can succeed and prosper. There's going to be some sacrifice. If Jesus went to the cross, is the servant greater than the master? You're going to have to take up your cross. You're going to have to take up your cross. And when you make a decision, when you make a decision that you're only going to be making healthy choices and around healthy people and healthy conversations, the devil and his minions are going to be mad, and they're going to do everything they can to pull you into unhealthy decisions. By me walking around the block and doing this recording, I've been hindered the whole time. But I decided to make it happen anyway. I could have stopped, but I decided to keep going. I could have said, well, I'll do this recording later. But no, I saw it for what it was. Somebody's trying to figure out there in this reality, how do I live down here? Every decision should be healthy. That's it. Every conversation, sleeping, water, resting, what you meditate on, what you put in your body, it should be healthy. And if somebody's not making healthy choices, if they can't pull you down in the pig pen with them, they will actually be gone out of your world. Because of, they just know. You're in two different vibrations. Life versus death. Light versus darkness. Holy, holy, holy versus unholy. Unholy, unholy. If you move towards healthy decisions, it will just be automatic. Why would you hate yourself? Why are you letting those bloodlines and those culture lies, the bloodline lies and the culture lies, the bloodline curse, why are you letting that affect who you are in Christ when you're already, it's already finished? Oh, it's just a habit. No, it ain't. It's a choice. You can break any habit in Jesus. And if you can't, if you have a hard time, do some fasting. If you can't break something, do some fasting, then you'll break every stronghold. So to make it really easy to understand, faith alone in Jesus alone. Get your identity in Jesus alone, not of the set your affections above, and make every decision a healthy decision. And the unhealthy will, little by little, disappear out of your world. It'll always try to get back in, but you just keep making that healthy decision, and they have to leave. It, they, whatever, it has to leave. True with your health. You start making healthy decisions right now, your health will revive. God tells you He can renew the moth-eaten years and make them right. Whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. What is foolishness? Making unhealthy decisions. So don't even argue with your old flesh mind. Just don't commune with it, because it's not real. Your old Adamic nature, which is your flesh mind, is lying to you, gaslighting you, trying to pull you out of your freedom back into slavery. Your old Adamic nature is the Jezebel spirit. So why step into that when you can step into freedom? Why be a slave when you can be free? It's really easy.